local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Ah, welcome to hour number three. 6:13 here at News Radio Pensacola. Joe and Austin with you for the next 47 minutes, getting you caught up in everything happening in your world today on Pensacola right now. Thanks so much for tuning in. Text line 850-437-1620 and the traffic line is 262-6111. Not a whole lot of time to waste. Today's top three stories are Vice President Kamala Harris with her first appearance since President Biden endorsed her after he dropped out of the presidential race yesterday.
I am firsthand witness that every day our President Joe Biden fights for the American people, and we are deeply, deeply grateful for his service to our nation.
Well, the president released a letter on X yesterday saying that he would be addressing the nation sometime this week for a much deeper and further explanation. So far, we do not have the details on when that will be. As for Harris, her campaign raised in $81 million in the first 24 hours of her announcing that she is seeking the Democratic nomination. As for the DNC, the Rules Committee will be holding a public meeting on Wednesday with the goal of creating a framework for the process of selecting the next nominee. The committee has pledged the process will be open, transparent, fair, and orderly. Also today, top lawmakers on the House Oversight Committee are calling on the Secret Service Director to resign and or to be fired. Kentucky Republican James Comer and Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin released a rare joint letter calling on Director Kimberly Cheadle to resign for failing to protect Donald Trump.
In my opinion, you do need to be fired immediately, and it is because this is gross incompetence.
That from Florida's Byron Donalds. The lawmakers say Cheadle failed to provide answers to basic questions during a congressional hearing. Congress members on both sides took turns grilling Cheadle over the security lapses. That's a look at our top three stories today. Austin, anything exciting on the roads right now?
Well, one thing that's exciting is that this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance offers you auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options. You can visit progressive.com today to find out more about that. Again, that is progressive.com. Joe, the only spot I'm seeing on the roads that's sticking out to me right now is going to be Fairfield Drive if you're traveling westbound towards Mobile Highway. We do have some backups in that area from an accident report we got earlier this afternoon. It's causing some minor backups over there. Nothing that's really going to hold you up for too long. And outside of that, there's not much going on.
All right. Alan Strum with the forecast.
Similar weather will continue right on through the rest of this week with a chance for showers and thunderstorms basically every single day. Our rain chance runs at about 60%. High temperatures will be in the upper 80s to low 90s. Of course, the humidity will make it feel hotter. Overnight lows will be down in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. Taking a look at what's happening around Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. We start in Santa Rosa, where leaders formally turning down the request for a straw poll during November's general election that would have asked residents whether they support incorporating Navarre.
You can shake your head all you want, but it's being done by a state representative who told me that he 100% wants incorporation, but he does not have the guts to do his job and run the bill.
That from Commissioner Colton Wright, who again took State Representative Joel Rudman to task. Earlier this month, Rudman addressed the board asking them to put the non-binding referendum on the ballot to, in his words, settle the matter once and for all. Wright says Rudman can do just that by filing a bill in Tallahassee if he wants to, but he doesn't want to deal with the negative backlash. Also, Escambia Schools hosting a job fair on July 29th. The job fair will be held from 9 to 11 at the J.E. Hall Center in Tejar Drive. The district is looking to hire people for all education support departments. That includes food, custodial, maintenance, transportation, and substitute teachers as well. Also, it would make Escambia County the ultimate dive spot. That is according to Commissioner Jeff Bragosh, who says about the possibility of a companion shipwreck for divers to explore off the coast. Escambia commissioners are now looking into bringing the SS United States, a 1,000-foot-long retired ocean liner, as a new artificial reef.
We've shown that we can reef the Oriskany successfully, and one of the great things about these things, these reefs, is we may spend several million dollars getting the ship out there, but it's unlike other infrastructure where when you build a community center that you have to maintain the community center. You got to mow the grass, paint the building. These things, they just lay out there in the Gulf and keep on providing opportunity for tourism.
That is Kerry Freeland. He's the president of Dive Pros. It would cost around $10 million to get the USS US to Escambia County. The goal would be to sink it at a depth where it would be easy for divers to enjoy it. Austin, you a big scuba diver?
No, not even remotely. I've never gone scuba diving. Not a big water guy.
Yeah, we know. All right, 6:19. We'll take a break there. State and national news next.
Join Jim Ireland from Forrest Jordan & Associates, the Generator Guys, Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tim will be sharing his expertise on home generators and what's involved in getting one for your home. Information on why you would need one, system costs, and what a home generator can do for your home, and answer questions on how they work.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risen Kizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe.
Building-related illnesses. We get a lot of calls for this. Who do you know that is sick from the building they're in? Hi, this is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. Building-related illness symptoms include coughing, sneezing, headaches, itchy, watery eyes, and a host of breathing problems. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we have the solution. We can inspect, clean, and treat your AC system so you'll feel great. If you have dust issues or health problems that you feel are related to your home or office building, you should give us a call. We'll share the tips and secrets you need to know for a comfortable, healthy indoor environment. Gulf Coast Air Care is at 850-934-2768. Our service will extend the life of your air conditioner, and your system will be much more energy efficient too. Let us help you by cleaning the most neglected system in your home or workplace. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com.
Hit it, Sarah.
Serious cleaning, Gulf Coast Air Care.
Marcus Point Baptist Church is excited to present the 2024 Sportsman's Night Out. Join us as we hear from Rick Burgess of the Rick and Bubba Show and Hall of Fame fishing legend Hank Parker. It all happens at the Pensacola Bay Center on August 8th at 6:30 p.m. You could win amazing prizes like a new camper from Carpenter's Campers, a Kubota side-by-side from Coastal Machinery Company, and even more from sponsors like Builders First Source and Florida Air Conditioning and Heating. Tickets are only $10 and on sale at Ticketmaster.com. Get yours before they're gone.
How long could your business function without email? I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. 3 Gulf Coast businesses had their email shut down for 2 days because one employee clicked a spam email link. Be suspicious of any unsolicited email offers, especially if they are too good to be true. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Get the Midday News live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just about 6:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. All right, so based on what I'm seeing, we're not really having too much going on the roads at this time. We did have that accident report on Fairfield Drive if you were traveling westbound towards Mobile Highway, but it appears that just about most of the congestion caused by that has cleared up, so there shouldn't be much on the roads holding you up too long.
Similar weather will continue right on through the rest of this week with a chance for showers and thunderstorms basically every single day. Our rain chance runs at about 60%. High temperatures will be in the upper 80s to low 90s. Of course, the humidity will make it feel hotter. Overnight lows will be down in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Ellen Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you. Looking here at our state headlines today. Just got a few hours left. The deadline to register for the August 20th primary in Florida is today. You can register in person, probably too late for that, online or by mail. However, mailed applications must be postmarked by today. To register online, visit registertovoteflorida.gov. Today, also the last day to change party affiliation ahead of the primary.
And Florida Republicans and Democrats are sounding off as President Biden bows out of the race. Congresswoman Maria Elvira Salazar says it's not fair to the registered Democrats who voted for Biden to be their nominee.
What they're doing is a political coup by the elites, the Clintons, the Obamas, and the rest of the donors.
This is, of course, something that not all Democrats agree on. Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz says that the party stands solidly behind Kamala Harris.
And South Florida, a man accused of stabbing a teen more than a dozen times at an airport will remain behind bars. 29-year-old Alexander Love was denied bond for attempted murder charges today.
He attacked the victim, who's 17 years old, with a long butcher knife 18 times on his arms, shoulders, neck, face, and head, and legs, while the victim's sitting on the floor eating a meal.
He also is accused of trying to throw the victim off of a balcony. She was able to escape to another floor of the facility, where officers eventually found her in critical condition.
And drivers in Florida seeing a double-digit drop in gas prices. AAA reports the state average dropped 18 cents in the last week or so, falling from $3.55 per gallon to $3.36 on Sunday. That's the lowest daily average since July 1st, and nearly 30 cents less than the highest price this year of $3.64, which was back on May 3rd.
Looking at some national news today, Senator J.D. Vance starting to hit the campaign trail on his own today, holding a rally in his hometown of Middletown, Ohio, his first solo event since becoming the Republican nominee for VP.
The idea of selecting the Democrat Party's nominee because George Soros and Barack Obama and a couple of elite Democrats got in a smoke-filled room and decided to throw Joe Biden overboard, that is not how it works.
And making his case for Democrats not happy with how their party is doing to join Republicans in voting for the former president.
And with President Biden announcing his exit from the 2024 race, Republican Senator Rick Scott of Florida is taking steps to force him out of office as soon as possible. Scott wrote yesterday on X that he'll introduce a resolution this week urging the cabinet to invoke the 25th Amendment. That amendment allows those in the administration to push for the president's removal. Senator Scott said that Biden shouldn't be running the country if he can't run for re-election.
The only time I have seen the invoking of the 25th Amendment work is in seasons of 24.
Yeah.
I don't think this is going anywhere.
Well, that's the thing. I don't think this is the hill to die on, because it's like, just because we're saying that this elderly man can't be a well-functioning president in, I don't know, I mean, what, it's 2024 now? So saying that he can't be a functioning president in 2027 doesn't mean that he can't be one now. I mean, we're talking about, you know, a few years later. So.
Well, I mean, the argument would be to that is that he has not been a well-functioning president and that he is a mere puppet with the strings being pulled by, you know, people behind Right. The curtain.
And as you said, I mean, once we start talking about that, we just go down the rabbit hole of what people have already been saying. So, yeah. It's probably not going to snowball into anything noteworthy.
Yeah. Rough week continuing for individuals who are stranded, perhaps, as flights, airlines trying to catch up after the massive tech glitch caused by a software update of the cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike, a Microsoft update to blame for businesses going down and then grounding flights on Friday. Austin, I have a couple in my church who they're out in Seattle, and right. Their return flight back home was on Friday, so obviously they didn't make that. But they waited again today at the airport for 8 hours to be told that the earliest they might be able to get out is Thursday.
I've never flown. We've talked about that before, but I got to tell you, that infuriates me.
Yeah. No, listen, I've never been to Seattle. I wouldn't hate being stuck there 3 or 4 days after, but at some point you're like, okay, I'm trying to get home.
Yeah.
But
you've got responsibilities.
Now, if it was in Paris, London, something like that, I'm like, oh, okay, you know.
Yeah.
Take your time.
Just live and know.
Let work know. It's like, hey, stranded. Can't get home.
And that's not your fault. Dozens are injured in Yemen after a retaliatory airstrike from the Israeli military. Israel says that Houthi rebels in Yemen fired a drone into central Tel Aviv on Friday, killing one person and injuring 8 others. One day later, Israel responded with airstrikes on diesel storage facilities and an electric company in Yemen. Initial reports claim at least 80 people were wounded. Israel later confirmed the attack and said the strikes were a direct response to Friday's drone strike in Tel Aviv.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on his way to Washington, D.C.
Plan to see President Biden, whom I've known for over 40 years. This will be an opportunity to thank him for the things he did for Israel in the war and during his long and distinguished career in public service as senator, as vice president, and as president.
And Netanyahu will also address a joint session of Congress on Wednesday. 6:30, we'll take a break here. Sports, news, health, business, and science, pop culture, entertainment, still to come.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Tom Rigotti. We've now heard from President Biden for the first time since he announced yesterday he won't seek re-election. He called into an event being held by Vice President Kamala Harris, whom he endorsed to head the ticket.
If I didn't have COVID, I'd be sitting there with you, standing there with you. I'm so proud of what you've all done.
The president encouraged supporters gathered at Biden-Harris campaign headquarters in Wilmington, Delaware, to embrace Harris. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance with a different take on President Biden dropping out of the race. He held a campaign rally in his hometown of Middletown, Ohio, today. Fox's Bill Malugin has details.
He called what Democrats are doing, quote, disgraceful, said he feels like it's Obama, George Soros, and Democrat elites in a smoke-filled room throwing Biden overboard now that he's no longer useful to them.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. Stocks were higher today on Wall Street. The Dow finished the day up 127 points, while the S&P 500 jumped up 59, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ gained more than 1.58%, up 280 points. The CrowdStrike glitch that caused outages for millions of users of Microsoft Windows devices last week continued to plague industries and even snarl global air travel. Around 8.5 million devices were impacted by that outage. After losing 11% Friday, shares were down more than 13% today. Meanwhile, Delta Airlines, seemingly the only major airline still reeling from those CrowdStrike disruptions, reportedly canceling 11% of its flights today. FlightAware reporting that nearly 3,800 flights were canceled over the past 3 days. U.S. oil futures for September crude were finished under $80 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Napa Silent Guard Brand. John Harbaugh said the vision the Ravens have is that Lamar Jackson will go down as the greatest quarterback of all time. Don't get me wrong, it's nice for Coach to say that, but there's no way Lamar will ever be viewed as the greatest QB ever. We all know the two-time MVP is obviously a tremendous quarterback, but there's one thing missing from his resume, and that's a Lombardi Trophy. Yes, many question Lamar's ability to win it all, but even if he gets his hands on a Lombardi Trophy, no one will ever say he's a better quarterback than Tom Brady, and nor should they. I'm Zach Gelb.
Looking for a way to elevate your engine's performance? Start with Napa Full Synthetic Engine Oil. It provides faster oil flow for hot and cold temperature protection in the harshest driving conditions. Regular use can help your engine run cleaner and longer by defending against sludge and buildup, improving overall engine performance and fuel efficiency while increasing the time between oil changes. Make the switch without slowing down. Feed your ride Napa Full Synthetic Engine Oil. Available now at Napa locations nationwide.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We need your help.
It's the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital.
The 6th annual Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon is Friday, August 16th in the lobby of the Studer Family Children's Hospital, presented by Hanto and Clark.
Hear stories of bravery and inspiration from local kids and families who have benefited from the care and expertise of the hospital's highly trained physicians and staff.
All the money stays right here.
Special thank you to miracle sponsor Florida Blue.
Our champion sponsors include Kia Autosport and Tel Staffing and HR.
Thank you.
Proceeds will benefit the life-saving programs and services at Studer Family Children's Hospital.
This year, help us raise money for the NICU's Angel Eye cameras.
You can get more at catcountrycares.com or text KIDS to 850-430-1987.
Proudly supporting your kids at the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon. Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community. This summer, get beach time and ways to help make sure your guests don't miss a thing. Friday at 9:30, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
According to a witness, Congressman Matt Gaetz has sex with a 17-year-old girl. His wingman later tells investigators that Gaetz had sex with the underage girl and knew she was getting paid. Because your daughters are never safe with the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, just past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. In our last traffic update, there didn't appear to be too much going on. That appears to still be the case now. We may have a little bit of congestion developing if you are traveling southbound. I think this is on Scenic. Yes, if you're traveling southbound on Scenic Highway right where it turns into Cervantes, we do have some minor backups in that area. Maybe a little bit traveling northbound in that same vicinity as well. But it was worse earlier, and it's not looking bad at all right now. So outside of that, it doesn't appear to be too much. Just going to hold you up at this time.
Similar weather will continue right on through the rest of this week with a chance for showers and thunderstorms basically every single day. Our rain chance runs at about 60%. High temperatures will be in the upper 80s to low 90s. Of course, the humidity will make it feel hotter. Overnight lows will be down in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Ellen Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
6:38 now. Austin, what's happening in sports today?
Well, starting with some ongoing MLB action, we got the Rays losing quite heavily, 9-1 to the Yankees earlier today. And we've got a couple of ongoing games here. The Marlins losing to the Mets in the top of the fourth, 2-1. And the Braves currently down to the Reds, 1-0 in the bottom of the second. So we've got a few unfortunate scores there for our local teams. Hopefully, Braves and Marlins turn those battles around. Then there's a lot. Before I get to basketball, where are my manners? Let's finish the baseball headlines first. We got four legends being inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame yesterday. Colorado Rockies legend Todd Helton, longtime MLB third baseman Adrian Beltre, Minnesota Twins legend Joe Mauer, and longtime manager Jim Leyland gave speeches, at the yearly induction ceremony. So congratulations to them there. Alrighty, basketball news here. It's all about Olympic basketball. NBA legend LeBron James will be the Team USA flag bearer at the opening ceremony of the Summer Olympics Friday in Paris. James will surprisingly be the first men's basketball player to carry the flag. So just yet another honor to put in his belt there. Then Team USA is holding their final pre-Olympic showcase this afternoon. They took on Germany. They went into the fourth quarter trailing, but ended up winning by four. They won 92-88. They will next take on Serbia during the group stage of the Olympics on Sunday. On the women's side of things, legend Brittany Griner suiting up for the Paris Games, ready to proudly represent the USA, not even 2 years after being involved in a prisoner swap that got her out of Russian detainment. She described the ability to once again play for this country as meaning everything to her. She was sentenced to 9 years in a Russian prison back in 2022 for drug possession and smuggling while playing there. She had like some marijuana on her, right?
At the airport. So that's what got her into custody. And then, of course, the Biden administration did the prisoner swap.
Yeah.
So,
man,
yeah.
That was a crazy time. In golf news here, Xander Schauffele celebrating his second career major championship victory. After winning the 152nd Open Championship, he finished atop the leaderboard at 9 under par to win the tournament at Royal Troon Golf Course. Also, we've got some football headlines here very quickly. Packers quarterback Jordan Love says that he won't practice until he has a new contract. This isn't new for any remotely high-profile professional player. Love did report for training camp on time, and he has been participating in meetings. He just isn't on the field yet. General manager Brian Gutekunst believes that a new extension could get done within a few days. I think I have said that gentleman's last name a different way every time I've said it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough one. I believe it's Gutekunst, but, whatever.
And in college football, ACC Commissioner Jim Phillips said basically exactly what we would expect him to. He says that the league will fight lawsuits with Clemson and Florida State for as long as it takes. During his opening comments at ACC kickoff, Phillips says that the conference is bigger than any one school or schools. I mean, obviously.
You know, if that's the case, Jim, why don't you all just reach an agreement on a negotiation buyout?
Well, like that's
because I mean the conference is bigger than any one or two schools, so it's like, okay, you know what, you want to leave bad enough, all right, well, we'll tell you what, let's look at Oklahoma and Texas,
right?
What did they pay to get out of their conferences? We'll take that.
Well, but that's the thing. I mean, I think the ACC, especially with them being, especially with them struggling more financially and competitively, I think they're going to want to squeeze. If Florida State and Clemson are going to want to get out, they're wanting to squeeze as much money out of them as possible.
But the conference is bigger than that, though.
I know, but I think they see it as like payback, literally, for Clemson and FSU making such a fuss and putting the conference in jeopardy. I mean, if Clemson and Florida State hightail it, that's going to be a bad look for the conference. We're gonna all of a sudden hit the rumor mill again about reports that North Carolina and Virginia, NC State and Duke looking elsewhere, yada yada yada. Miami's looking, you know, to the Big Ten. We're gonna hear like reports all that like out of nowhere. So the ACC is nervous. They don't want Clemson and Florida State to leave. They're talking about, you know, hey, they're basically saying that they want Clemson and Florida State to just, you know, get with the program, fall in line, and just take what these other schools are taking.
Well, that's a problem when, you know, schools that are 3 and 4 hours away that you're trying to compete on the football field with are making $35 to $40 million more per year.
Well, I mean, that's the thing, man. Imagine being Clemson and their impact that they've had on college football in the last 10 years. Imagine being Clemson, and then imagine being Florida State, the impact they've had in the last 30 to 40.
Yeah.
And then you look at Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
And you see them making the money they're making.
Yeah.
That's got to sting.
Well, it does, but you know, you can also say that about the Big Ten or the SEC.
For sure.
Right, but no, yeah, point taken there.
Yeah, so I mean that's the thing. We mentioned this earlier this evening. This is the way it's gonna go. I mean, both sides have established where they stand on it, and I am interested to see how it unfolds and who eventually prevails, quote unquote. But something tells me, especially after a nothing burger statement like that from Phillips there, that this is gonna take a while before we see any true progress. Let's see, just about 6:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Not a ton going on. We do have some backups if you are traveling southbound. This is going to be on 9th Avenue approaching Chase Street. Very minor backups in that immediate vicinity there. Outside of that, though, there doesn't appear to be too much holding you up at this time.
Similar weather will continue right on through the rest of this week with a chance for showers and thunderstorms basically every single day. Our rain chance runs at about 60%. High temperatures will be in the upper 80s to low 90s. Of course, the humidity will make it feel hotter. Overnight lows will be down in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Ellen Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much. Health, business, and science notes today. Two people have died due to a listeria outbreak in multiple states that's connected to deli meat. The CDC says at least 28 others hospitalized, but the number of those sick from the outbreak may be higher due to milder cases not being tested. It's unclear what meat is responsible for those getting sick, and no recalls have been issued. The two deaths were reported in New Jersey and Illinois.
And the new study shows that artificial intelligence is identifying cancer with more accuracy than doctors. Research done by UCLA shows an AI tool identified prostate cancer with 84% accuracy. That's compared to 67% for cases detected by physicians. The software called Unfold AI, made by Avenda Health in California, uses an AI algorithm to visualize the likelihood of cancer based on certain data. Experts say that AI could lead to more accurate diagnoses and more targeted treatments.
A significant lifestyle changes may be the key to slowing or reversing Alzheimer's and related dementias.
Changing the way they eat, how much they move, the quality of their sleep, there is a huge window of opportunity for the improvement of cellular function in the brain.
That's Dr. Heather Sanderson. She's part of a team of doctors who believes changes such as those in sleep optimization, mindfulness practices, and supplements to support gut health will help improve cognition. She put her protocol to the test in a pilot study showing nearly 75% of participants with significant cognitive improvements in just 6 months.
And a large number of women are skipping health screenings recommended by doctors. A new survey by Gallup shows that 43% of women skipped or delayed recommended preventative care action for things like cancer, heart disease, and sexually transmitted diseases. Respondents pointed to the lack of time, cost, and pain concerns, among numerous reasons. The majority of respondents say that it's hard to prioritize their health.
And big news for Austin today. McDonald's.
Oh, I can't wait. Okay. Yeah.
McDonald's will extend its $5 value meal in most markets. Company officials announced the move in a memo to U.S. business units saying the deal is boosting sales. The fast food giant plans to extend the promotion through August at most locations. The offer includes a McChicken or McDouble, four-piece chicken nuggets, fries, and a drink for $5. Austin, how excited are you at this news?
I'm sure that's something, not very, I'm sure that's something that I would try. But typically when I go to McDonald's, I just hit the one on the way here just because I hadn't eaten like lunch before coming here. So I'll just grab like nuggets or something.
Is that your go-to McDonald's?
Yes. I get nuggets and then I get a diet drink and no fries because that's the kind of healthy fitness guru I am.
I'll be honest. I really like their cheeseburgers.
Oh, no, they're all right.
I do like their cheeseburgers. Usually I avoid fries and anything else like that, but just give me a medium drink and three cheeseburgers because I just scarf those right down.
You talk about the just like the standard ones?
Just the standard one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not a glutton like the three doubles. Get out of here.
I was about to say, dude, if you're getting three quarter pounders,
no,
like,
no,
you got
no,
a daughter
no, no, no.
to raise.
And if I don't, yeah, no, no, no. if I go like a one cheeseburger route, usually I'm getting a Big Mac to partner with that. But
right.
Three cheeseburgers, I don't feel full. But I feel content.
Right. Yeah.
But I don't do that often.
They are pretty. They're pretty bare bone. But as you said, they are good. Some pop culture notes here. Twisters is tearing up the box office. Yeah, very funny there. The Glenn Powell-led action flick is expected to gross $80.5 million at the U.S. box office in its premiere weekend. In second place, we've got Illumination's Despicable Me 4, slated to get $23 million in its third weekend of release. And hotly anticipated Pixar sequel Inside Out 2 hit $12.7 million for a third-place finish.
Rolling Stone came out with its list of the 100 best album covers of all time. The Notorious B.I.G. came in at number 5 with his debut album Ready to Die from 1994, which features an infant on the cover.
Yeah.
In fourth place was Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon. Sly and the Family Stone's There's a Riot Going On in third. Second place, Abbey Road by the Beatles, which
no surprise.
To this day, including yours truly, has led to people stopping traffic to try and duplicate that. And in first place was Joy Division's Unknown Pleasures, featuring a black and white image of a pulsar. Any gripes or complaints about the top five there?
No, I was trying to think of like the ones that I recognized. I looked up Unknown Pleasures just now. I don't recognize this one.
Yeah,
I know the Notorious B.I.G. one they're talking about, obviously, Abbey Road. I'll look up that Sly and the Family Stone one. I do know an album cover by them. I don't know if it's There's a Riot Going On, though.
Okay.
And Dark Side of the Moon, of course. I figured one that's going to be pretty high, I mentioned this earlier this evening, is Nirvana's Nevermind, The Baby in the
is
Pool.
Is that The Baby? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
so
that's
one
a pretty
I knew.
Iconic
is,
one. So that's not on the top five?
I guess not. If this is all of the top five, then yeah, I guess not.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, kind of a snub there, arguably.
I would say so.
Travis and Jason Kelce have teamed up with General Mills for their own cereal. It's called Kelce Mix, and it's technically not new. It just mixes their three favorite cereals, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Lucky Charms, and Reese's Puffs. You can't really go wrong with those three. It'll be in stores in September.
Yeah, also the last surviving original member of the legendary Motown group, the Four Tops, has died. The family of Abdul Duke Fakir say he died today at the age of 88. The group, notable for hits like Reach Out, I'll Be There, and I Can't Help Myself, also Sugar Pie Honey Bunch. So that's that. 6:50, recapping our top stories, wacky stories, and good news as well.
Do you like to fish, go to football games, or camp out?
So do teens in foster care who are awaiting adoption.
Families First Network is the connection between children who wait in foster care and families who adopt.
As the trusted partner for adoptions in Northwest Florida, Families First Network connects adoptive families with training and support through the entire process.
Begin your journey by signing up for a free Zoom information session at familiesfirstnetwork.org.
That's familiesfirstnetwork.org.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Donald Trump Jr. here. Since January of 2021, the cost of living has increased by 17.9%. You can't get that money back, but you can stop your losses by diversifying into a gold IRA from my friends at Birch Gold Group. To learn more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. That's SHELTER to the number 989898 to get your free info kit from Birch Gold now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about President Biden dropping out of the reelection campaign and the implications for that for the Democrats. Also, the plan or the proposal, I should say, to bring a $10 million boat to turn it into a reef in Escambia County. And final observations from the Republican National Convention, having been there and come back now. Interesting stuff, including the abysmally bad coverage by NBC of the event. You can find all of those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just about 6:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour and for this evening. Let's see, looking around here, it's been a pretty smooth sailing hour. Don't really see much happening. That appears to still be the case now. So if you are dealing with any problems, wherever you may be, they hopefully should not hold you up for too long.
Our summertime weather pattern is continuing, but the rain chances are maybe a little bit higher than what we normally see for this time of the year. We've had a lot of rain around the area recently, and we've got a chance for more showers and thunderstorms. Next couple of days, that rain chance runs at about 60%. High temps, upper 80s to low 90s, and the humidity, of course, will make it feel hotter. And overnight lows will be down in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much. Looking here at a recap of our top stories today, Vice President Kamala Harris with her first appearance since President Biden endorsed her after dropping out of the presidential race. Biden released a letter on X yesterday saying it was time for him to end his reelection bid and focus on the rest of his presidency. He says he will be addressing the nation for more details on his decision. Right now, we do not have a date or time on when that will be. Harris's campaign raked in $81 million in the first 24 hours of her announcing that she is seeking the nomination. The DNC says they will hold a public meeting Wednesday for the purpose of creating a framework for the process of selecting the party's next nominee. The committee has pledged the process will be open, transparent, fair, and orderly. Someone that some would argue has not been open or transparent is the director of the Secret Service, Kimberly Cheadle. She testified at the House Oversight Committee, and Republican and Democrats both calling on her to either resign or be fired. Republican James Comer and Democrat Jamie Raskin even released a rare joint letter calling on Cheadle to resign for failing to protect Donald Trump. A very entertaining and frustrating testimony here from Cheadle today. And if you haven't, probably just go watch some clips of that, because a whole lot of nothing being said. That's a look at our top three stories today. Austin, what would your... We were talking about Jason and Travis Kelce coming up with their cereal mix. They went with Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Lucky Charms, and Reese's Puffs.
Right.
If you could get with General Mills to create Austin's mix of your favorite three cereals, what would that be?
Man, I mean, I'm trying to think of something that would be compatible, you know, like not just something that I think would that consists of cereals I know I like, but something that's, it doesn't clash. So Lucky Charms is kind of against the MO of the other two. I think the Reese's Puffs and Cinnamon, I think that can work well. Maybe... Like, do you remember Crave? Do you remember that?
No.
I think it was spelled with a K, could be wrong, but it was like these little like pockets. They look like little Hot Pockets, and they had like chocolate in them.
Okay. Crave cereal?
Yeah, Crave cereal. That was really good. Man, you put that with like cinnamon and
with a
peanut
K.
Butter.
Okay. Yeah, vaguely.
I don't think that would be bad with their little mix here. Same thing with Cocoa Puffs or Cookie Crisp. Somebody mentioned that earlier. So I would want something that would kind of fit with those two, and I think that would be a pretty good combination there. Right. I think chocolate, peanut butter, and cinnamon.
If I was going chocolate and peanut butter, I think I would go Golden Grahams mixed with...
That's a good one.
With
Frosted Flakes is a good one, too.
Yeah. Golden Grahams, I really like Golden Grahams. I would go with the Reese's Puffs, for sure. And then I think for my third, let's see, Golden Grahams, Reese's Puffs, maybe like the... chocolate pebbles.
Cocoa pebbles.
Yeah, cocoa pebbles. And then if I was going for like a fruity thing, I would go with Lucky Charms for the marshmallows,
right?
Because I just love the marshmallows in the cereal. I would go with Trix and then probably Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think that's pretty good.
So,
because yeah, the marshmallows are good for texture, but then you would really have a lot of the fruit taste like riding on the other two.
That's right.
That sounds pretty good. Some wacky and weird stories here, a wacky and weird story followed by some good news. In Tennessee, a former employee of the Jacksboro Police Department named Joseph Weaver facing charges after stealing cans of Vienna sausages to vandalize the home of Jimmy Snodgrass, who's the city's vice mayor. It happened earlier this month. Jimmy says that he woke up around 11 p.m. to several loud thumps. He walked around the house and found some broken windows and various cans of Vienna sausages lying around his home, so you can probably assume the conclusion he drew. The police investigation zeroed in on Joseph after they saw security footage of him at Walmart buying the sausages the day of the vandalism. Joseph reportedly admitted to the crime and at one point said it was supposed to be funny. Sounds like he may have been drunk at the time, which I'm sure he was.
Yeah, no doubt. Some good news. A 26-year-old grad student at the University of Missouri, Kansas City, spent a year living at a senior living facility where she would share her love of music and playing the piano with residents. And in exchange, she gets free room and board. Now, she's not taking anybody's place. She's, I guess, technically on the staff serving as an artist in residence, but there every day to cheer up residents with her love of music and playing piano. Austin, I would ask you the question, if you were a senior living facility artist in residence, what would your specialty or talent be to keep residents cheerful and jolly?
I don't know. I think what we said earlier, the NCAA College Football 25 tournament.
You could just host tournaments each day for residents?
Yeah, because, you know, I'm not great at the game, but, I mean, I was telling you before we went live tonight, my offense, I mean,
would
back-to-back
playoff
appearances.
Would you let them win?
No. You don't teach someone that way, unless you want to teach them to be losers. Come on.
All right. Very good. All right, that'll do it for us on a Monday. Back tomorrow. Same time, same place. Pensacola right now.